Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Tuesday, everybody. He's Adam Harahuck. That's Drew Duffney. Sean Cantwell, your local alternative is Solid State Radio.
What's going on, everybody?
Hibbity dibbity, hey, hey.
I love this October weather. Warm.
Right?
Warm.
October, and it's like 85 degrees. I believe if it's not the record, I believe we're close to the record.
That has to be the record.
I'm going to throw this out there, that if this behavior continues,
yeah.
Do you have any idea how much snow we're going to get?
I'm not much of a meteorologist, so I'm hoping none.
Yeah, no, the word's a lot.
Really?
Because the world is eventually going to turn far enough to where it's going to get colder, but if it doesn't get really, really, really cold, that just means snow instead of rain.
Oh, boy.
So do you want 4 feet of snow, or do you want, like, bitter cold?
Snow doesn't make my pipes freeze.
Yeah,
but it does make a little bit of a difficult trip to work.
And to pick up kids, and yeah.
Yeah, I can deal with, like, you know what, give me the bitter cold. I mean, yeah, you've got still clearly some plumbing things to take care of. Like, for me, like, I don't care how cold it gets as long as I'm not driving in snow. Like, if between the two, that's the one I will take every single time.
Yeah.
That's why they make whiskey, to keep us warm.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. We also drink it in the summertime.
Well,
it keeps us cold.
It keeps us cold, too. What?
Yeah, it thins our blood. It numbs your senses altogether.
Speaking of drinks, later on today, I have that brand new Coca-Cola, I think the Y3000, the one that was supposedly partially created by AI. I've got that in the studio. We're going to take that for a whirl.
They claim everything's made by AI these days. Like, I don't think any of the things they're saying are AI-generated actually are.
There's a news story where it was not Tom Hanks had to put a cease and desist on a commercial that featured him and his voice, and he had nothing to do with it.
And you know who else? They also did Gayle King, Oprah's longtime friend, and I think she already
friend.
Had, yeah, I think she already has like a health food line or something out there. And I mean, obviously she's the no name, but those were the two big celebrities that were out there.
Yeah.
And when I heard them talking about that story, I thought, please. Someone clone my voice. I want more exposure of my voice and my face. Get my name out there.
Yeah, at this
you're
point.
You're still going to get money.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know that you are going to get money because we'll get into that. All that coming up here on a very dystopian edition of Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. Beach weather at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. And God's sake, it kind of feels like beach weather, don't it? Like 85 out and sunny and everything else. I mean, if you're into the beach, which most of the staff of this show is not.
No.
Adam likes the beach about as much as I do, which is to say, not really.
I hate the beach. It's hot. It's sweaty. I don't like sand. It gets all over the place. Most beaches don't let you take booze on there. And you got women walking around in bikinis. You got to keep your head down because you don't want to look like a pervert again.
Oh, whatever. I don't. They have to know that they're being looked at. Really,
beaches are deceiving, though.
Also, what beaches are you going to that don't allow booze? Because I don't. I personally don't go to a beach where they don't.
Now, there's a sign on most of them that say
no alcoholic beverages.
Yeah. Lame.
No glass.
No glass.
A lot of times it says no glass, and that's kind of where I was going. Right. That's my frustration with beaches. I mean, I am to the point. I've drank enough beer over the years that I have more crevices than you do at a younger age. And so I've got more places to hide sand. And so I'll get home. I'll think I go to the little shower on the side of the beach thinking like I got all the sand out.
Oh, yeah, no.
And then I'll go home and get in bed and wake up the next morning. Yeah.
I'll itch my navel and all of a sudden,
yeah.
Like sands through the hourglass.
Yeah, it's like a bottle of magic sand just came out of my shoulder.
I'm like, it comes out like the sand and then like a timer for like a boggle. And
yeah, just flip me over and more's coming out. But no, I'll be walking down the beach and I'm like, ow, what is that? And, you know, not a Jimmy Buffett reference, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll step on a pop top or a bottle cap or you'll step on a broken seashell.
Yeah.
Or somebody's iPhone crystal or, you know, something like that. I mean, you know, you're just, and I'm thinking, well, here it is, this beautiful sand that it's supposed to be. Feel the sand between your toes. Great.
If you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Not me, man. My idea of a beach is the Lake Inn patio that they have there, right by the water. That's my idea of a beach.
Yeah, get me a lounge chair.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have to shake my towel out.
No.
If it's a beach at a resort that's all-inclusive, and I got a cabana girl, because I don't really care to have a cabana boy bringing me drinks. Yeah.
Thank you, Enrique.
Yeah.
I apologize to Enrique again.
Yeah.
You guys are so mean to that kid.
If I'm smelling coconut, it better be the oil she's wearing and not my piña colada. That's all I'm saying. If she leans over me to serve drinks, I want to be able to gaze into her eyes.
Not to turn this into ADH theater even further.
Oh, we already are.
We talked about that. It's about the only time that you can, as a man, you can really order a piña colada is when you're at a resort or a beach or something like that.
Yeah.
Now, that is not necessary. I mean, or, I guess, but so there's a bar in Detroit that I order them from on the regular because they are.
One that just prefers men?
No, actually, it's a bar in which
Hi, Sean.
No, as a matter of fact, it's a bar where when Rach and I go in, we are like usually the only two people who actually speak English in the place.
It's like being caught in the rain, and they're not into yoga.
No, not so much. Here's the neighborhood sweater weather at Solid State Radio. Noah Kahn and Dial Drunk, your local alternative is Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. And my, the stories that have already been presented to me today are just, welcome to the dystopian hellscape that is 2023, kids. Take it away.
Yeah, I mean, AI, that's been the name of the game. One of the reasons why they had a writer's strike. Drew and I were looking at the new Sphere in Las Vegas.
What is that?
The Sphere is a new concert venue.
It's a dome, big dome.
In Las Vegas.
Okay.
And we need to almost bring up the footage of U2 playing there because they opened it this past Saturday or Friday. And it is amazing.
U2 just loves to be on the cutting edge of like 20-year-old technology, aren't they?
You watch the video and it is 22nd century technology. I mean, like,
so here's the deal,
the
Sean.
Whole dome, like planetarium, but think all LED where it's...
Okay.
The whole thing is lights up.
There it is.
During the show.
I was going to say, they're not even showing the one that I like the best. Because I follow a lot of gamblers, a lot of YouTube gamblers online. And the one guy lives right across the street from it in an apartment complex. And he woke up and he says, it's amazing what you get used to when you wake up and look in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Also, is that face actually on the thing in real life? Or did somebody just Photoshop that?
No, it changes.
It changes daily. I'll show you what some of the other ones are.
What
I just showed Sean, ladies and gentlemen, I know this isn't good on-air content because
you can't
see what we're seeing. But if you Google pictures of the Sphere...
Like, it looks like someone just dropped the sun in the middle of downtown Vegas.
Well, yeah. One day it was
a sun. A giant eyeball.
One day it was an eyeball.
Yeah, an eyeball. Could you imagine dropping acid or something like that, walking down the strip and seeing this big old eyeball?
One day...
Sorry, God!
One day it was... That's the Bengals helmet from the... Yep. It was a big smiley emoji.
But on the inside, it's the same thing.
They did a big basketball with Summer League.
Okay.
And like Adam said, on the inside, they can change the inside coating just like the outside. So like when U2 did their opening there, it looked like they were in a desert.
Yeah. I mean, it changes all over the place. But the creator, I'm paraphrasing what Drew had told me, is that if you don't like AI, this venue is not for you.
Yeah.
And it is completely driven by AI.
And it sounds like that venue's not for me then.
Yeah, because they're gonna like take a picture of you. Next thing you know, you're at a Miley Cyrus concert. Oh, look at Sean just rocking out.
Yeah, no.
And they charge you for it. No.
Well, that goes without saying.
Ticket bastard calling you, charging you all kinds of service fees for using your likeness. But I mean, I guess Paul McCartney was there. John Bon Jovi was at that show checking things out, and it's revolutionary for seeing a concert. I mean, I would find it hard to pay attention to the band when everything else is going on, but...
Which means it's, like, perfect for the ADD generation.
Yeah, exactly. Where the streets have no squirrel! Yeah. And I still haven't found a squirrel!
Here's you too, Solid State Squirrel! Dishwalla, your local alternative is Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Campbell. That's Drew Duffney.
If my Dishwalla was attacked by AI, I'd have clean dishes every day. Imagine if you could train your dishwasher to self-feed itself. Like, I'm not opposed to AI. I've seen iRobot. Yeah. It was all right.
I don't need the. I'm sorry. I don't need the technology becoming self-aware. I just don't.
Yeah, but by the time that happens, we're going to be old anyway.
That doesn't really make me feel any better. And also, I'm not sure. Correction, you're going to be old.
I don't like the idea of Joey being on the front lines having to shoot R2-D2.
With some bullet that hasn't even been invented yet because, you know, and that's what they
They'll
say.
They'll be up to the lasers by then.
Well, have you guys ever actually read into this and in what the potential is with some of this? So
I've heard a lot of like the doomsayers.
Yeah, so they give the example of...
You're just saying that because you sit across from one of them every day.
Well, if this specific robot who is wired with AI, if his sole responsibility or its sole responsibility is to make paper clips, okay?
Yeah.
It will continue to make paper clips until it runs out of material. And then it will disassemble the building to make more material, to make more paper clips.
Great.
And then it will continue to resource, to search out resources at any cost, like grabbing cars going down the road or whatever, to shred them to make more metal so it can make more paper clips.
The year is 2093. There are no cars left.
Yeah. But there's a crap ton of paper clips. Right.
We have a whole island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean made of just paper clips. And the king of it is that stupid little paper clip for that Windows comes up. Hey, it looks like you need help.
Clippy has become the supreme ruler of the universe. God, I better apologize to Clippy.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah. Just to make sure. Just in case. Because, you know, he's going to be our corporate overlord sooner rather than later, apparently. Because,
you know, a lot of people, humans are still going to be in control. But are they really?
Well, that's what they said. They said there's going to be one person there that's a programmer. And then another person there who knows where the switch or the plug is to actually unplug the machine.
Yeah.
You know.
Until they get into cahoots, they're like, you know what? Screw this place.
Right. Or the thing learns how to, you know, have its own power source.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what happened to Jimmy? He's curled up into a paperclip off in the corner. Right.
He had enough metal in his mouth. They sought out his resources.
You didn't tell me Tim had a metal leg.
That's right.
You should have told me this in the interview process. Yeah. Oh my God, Tim, no!
He had pins in his hip. Now he's a paperclip.
I can't get past it. I mean, I liked AI when it's, you know, Alexa and all that stuff, because that comes in handy, basically to make sure I don't burn food. Alexa, 30-minute timer, please. Other than that, but you know, when they're talking about recreate, I'm not even talking about robots just taking over. I'm talking about one person in a studio saying, you know what, today I'm going to put together a Led Zeppelin record and have an AI do the whole thing. Plant, Page, and John Paul Jones, who are still alive, I mean, they could try to fight it. And then go through a legal battle and everything else. And next thing you know, it's just cheapens things. I mean, I guess then that's the part of the consumer. The consumer's got to put their foot down. It's like, okay, no, I don't want to see another movie with...
But how much faith do we really have in the consumer to do that?
Not to mention, this already goes on. If you listen to the last segment, I said I follow a lot of content creators out of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You have no idea how many people clone their accounts, use their same picture.
Uh-huh.
And the only way that you know it's not them, because they're not posting their own videos, all they're doing is they've created another account, used the same profile picture. I'll drop one because I talked to him about it. It's Vegas Matt. If you follow Vegas Matt, you have to actually look at the about and make sure that it's a content creator. Because if it's a fan page, it'll have all of his videos.
Yep.
And it'll have his profile picture. But if you look at the about, it was a fan page. Well, now every time they click on that and share that video and watch that video from that fan page, they generate revenue from it.
Well, they've been doing that on social media.
That's not AI.
Someone cloning an account.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. So you're talking about somebody recreating something using Led Zeppelin's voices or whatever else.
Okay, no, I see your point. Yep.
And people are already doing that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I see your point. And yeah, that does fit because they could do that. I mean, what's keeping us from now seeing a brand new movie with John Wayne? I mean, I think a lot of people are like, I'd like to see the Duke again, but I mean, we really?
Well, the Writers Guild is trying to fight against that at present. Yeah.
How cool was it when they did the
Actors Guild?
I mean,
rather.
Maybe not Sean, but I'm sure you dug the Fast and the Furious, where they superimposed
Paul Walker.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess. Well, I guess I did the same thing with
Michael Jackson?
A younger Luke Skywalker in the Mandalorian TV show. But he's still alive. You know,
or right, usually Princess Leia, to sign off on that.
Carrie Fisher, her family signed off on it when it came to Star Wars Episode 9 because she was already dead by then.
Right.
But yeah, I mean,
didn't they do Michael Jackson at a Super Bowl party or Prince or something or at one of the halftime shows? Didn't they bring in a hologram of them? I mean, we're talking like 15 years ago.
There had not. Coachella,
Tupac hologram.
They brought back Tupac on Coachella. Oh, I know what you're talking about. The Super Bowl was in Minnesota, or against the Vikings or something like that.
Oh yeah, Purple Rain. Yeah.
That he actually performed that, but I think it was in Minnesota, and they wanted. I think a lot of clamoring for Prince as a hologram, but right. I don't think it ever came to fruition.
No, I don't think it actually happened. No,
because if there's anybody that's not going to give up the Prince didn't really do that much. Stuff like that. The fact that he was the entire soundtrack for Batman was pretty momentous.
The man changed his name to a symbol so some other company wouldn't be able to profit off his name, image, and likeness.
Exactly.
You really think he's going to sign off on it from beyond the grave?
Hi, I'm Prince, and how do I eat a Reese's?
Yeah. And when
there's no way that would ever. He'd come back from the grave just to haunt some MFers if they tried it.
Simple pain. It's Zombie Prince!
when videos were still predominant, like VH1 and MTV.
Yeah.
Lisa Marie, is that the daughter?
Yeah.
Yes.
Her and Elvis, like Elder Elvis, they took pictures of him and put the two of them together in a video for In the Ghetto. I remember that.
Yep.
To me, it's kind of the same thing.
Well, to be fair, she's just trying to profit off her old man's name anyway.
Well, yeah. Well, she's dead now, but...
Lisa Marie is?
Lisa Marie is dead.
Yeah, shows you how much I've been keeping up on
actually,
the process.
And her mother's still alive. I remember that. Yeah, that was a big deal.
What do we learn? Don't cross Priscilla. she'll take you out.
Yeah.
Should probably put her on the apology list just in case.
It's kind of gone on. Like, remember Forrest Gump, when the big things about Forrest Gump was, here's Tom Hanks as Forrest Gump interacting with LBJ and Kennedy and stuff like that. But that was using, like, archival footage.
Yeah.
We're talking about taking somebody, creating a whole new contact with their voice, likeness, and everything. Maybe it's the stuff they don't really, really want.
Okay. Yeah? Let me take it in a good direction.
Sure.
Guy just got a pig heart inserted into him. Now, we've heard about that before, right?
Yes.
They genetically modified the pig at birth, like in like when they artificially inseminated the pig to have the baby pig, they modified the pig knowing that they were going to use his heart for this.
Okay.
So that it wouldn't be rejected when you put it into a human.
That is preservation of life. And it's also making bacon.
Exactly. You can't go wrong with either of those things.
But I mean, when you're talking about
preserving life, I guess, but
creating content, entertainment content with somebody's likeness without, you know, permission. I mean, it cheapens the art, basically.
Well, I mean, how do you think the PETA people feel? Like, we not like we care, but you know what I'm saying?
I mean, we don't care how PETA feels.
Yeah, but I mean, you're modifying, or, you know, if you talk to some people,
sure,
one of God's creatures for your own benefit or for someone's benefit.
Hey.
Well, they're probably more offended that that pig was going to die for, you know, bacon anyway.
Ultimately, human preservation has to be at the top of everything else.
I found out the other
day. Yep, screw every other species of everything.
Adam Herrog. Dodo got in our way. Look what happened.
Yeah, you don't see too many of those around these days, do you?
Yeah.
Science, bitch.
Yeah, honeybees, you've been warned.
You're on notice. It's Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. Victory Lapsters, I am the trash at your local alternative Solid State Radio.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, like we need the song to tell us that. What's going on? It's Happy Hour. He's Adam Herahuck. That's Drew Duffney. I'm Sean Cantwell.
If you didn't notice by the smell, I didn't need to use your dumpster this week.
Duly noted.
No deer in the woods. Adam said, as long as I didn't tell Dorothy.
Also, it wasn't there. Like, yeah.
Oh, it's already gone?
Yeah, it was gone like 2 weeks ago. I was supposed to drop some things off in there. And, like, it's already gone, and he just didn't tell any of us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he made it sound like it was going to be there for deer season. I just couldn't tell his wife.
No, it was not going to be there, because after 10 days, they start charging me by the day. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Well, I mean, just give them a fake credit card. Their billing department probably runs as slow as their delivery service does.
Well, so when they delivered the dumpster, they ran into my neighbor's truck. So someone tells me we don't have the brightest and best out there.
They're not sending you their brightest and best.
Oh my gosh!
So yeah,
they're sending guys that probably shouldn't be allowed to drive.
Boop boop. That's good. That'll buff right out.
Throw it in the back. That's what it's good for. Crush it up. Auto the garbage, man. Away he goes.
So, yeah, okay. 2:20 tomorrow, there's supposed to be, everybody's phone is going to light right up.
Oh.
So just letting everybody know, you're going to hear a
emergency
screech.
Broadcasting system.
Federal government said it will conduct on Wednesday afternoon a nationwide test of its emergency alert system and wireless emergency alerts. The EES portion of the test will send an emergency alert to all radios and televisions, while the WEA portion of the test will direct alerts to all consumer cell phones.
Didn't they do this like years ago?
Remember, they used to do that for Amber Alerts, and then all of a sudden it just like stopped.
No, it hasn't stopped, because I got one of those about probably 3 weeks ago.
Did you?
They still just automatically come through like gangbusters. I'm wondering what, if something's going to happen here when it goes down. Like, how they're sending it to computers and whatnot, or how any of that would work, or
if it's
going to come over the air on here.
I don't think it will, because, I mean, maybe all internet avenues, maybe. No, I haven't had an Amber Alert show up
maybe
on my phone for a long
time. Kids getting kidnapped, though.
Or Boost has been like, you know what? Screw those kids.
They can't notify you where kids are. They don't want to give you a tip, a heads up.
I mean, you two aren't allowed within 500 feet of churches, schools, or playgrounds, so maybe the Amber Alert thing applies too. I don't know.
Or water slides. Just learned that last summer.
What was a kid wearing? Was it like really tight and revealing?
Jesus. I'm kidding, folks.
But
he's not kidding.
In all reality, I think, because whenever you send a signal to something, it's traceable. And this is my conspiracy mind, right? We're coming up on an election year, da-da-da-da-da. I think this is the government...
Tread carefully here.
...wanting to find all electronic devices.
Ooh.
Because this will be sent to burner phones and everything, if they're on. Right?
Oh.
And that is a way that they can trace down, this number is not in Walmart anymore, or, you know, in the glass showcase at Best Buy. This phone's in Delaware, you know, or something like that. Because they're going to send it to all active numbers.
Well, presumably means they're going to be shutting off their burner phones before 2:20 on tomorrow afternoon, then.
Only if they're listening to us.
No, this is making national news.
I'm pretty sure we're not the only media outlet talking about this.
They're letting everybody know. I was reading that from CNN.com.
So it's got to be true. We'll find out at 2:20 tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, is it 2:19?
Is like, I don't hear anything.
Is it Eastern time?
Eastern time.
Okay.
Eastern time, yep.
The only time zone that matters.
Yeah. Suck it, Mountain Time. So yeah, I mean, but I've been in like a restaurant, and all of a sudden there's some sort of a Amber Alert going off, and people are like, "What is that? Oh, that is so annoying!" It's like, yeah, some kid coming up missing. It was like, "Oh, this is disturbing my dining experience."
I don't have anything to say about that, because society today has become so like self-centered and callous.
Oh yeah,
that's just this show.
No, just people, like you said, it ruins their dining experience. Okay, well, what about people that can't even afford to not eat ramen noodles?
Right.
And I went today, perfect example.
Just need to pull themselves up by their bootstraps.
Stop ordering avocado for your toast.
I got out to go grocery shopping this morning. All I was going to get was bread and eggs. No problem. Maybe some vitamins. They're on sale.
Going for French toast, I see. Yes, okay.
Yeah. I hang a right, and I saw the food bank truck pull in yesterday.
Yep.
To this church across the street. And I get there today, and they're handing out free food. People that are having hard times.
Yep.
I can't even count, and the line was wrapped from the driveway, from the road, all the way to the back. Now, this is a large church, very large parking lot, because you vote here. Like, if that tells you how big it is, that's where we go vote.
Yeah.
And almost every car in that line was more expensive than mine. We're talking $50,000 to $70,000 Denali's, name it, lined up to get free food.
Wow. That's messed up.
Yeah. Let the repo man come take your car, get a more affordable car, and then you wouldn't have to be getting free food that was arguably donated by my tax dollars.
Right. Or our store that, you know,
right.
donates that kind of stuff. Yeah. It's, yeah, and like then they bring in the whole truck of lobsters.
Yeah.
Where's the state truck coming in?
Yeah. No. As a society, that's what I say. But I truly believe that that's what this is for. It's to kind of identify all the devices that are out there and active.
Might want to adjust the tinfoil on your hat there, Drew. I think they might still be able to read your thoughts. It's Gaslight Anthem at Solid State Radio. Their Shinedown, a symptom of being human. Your local alternative is Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahug. That's Drew Duffney. I'm Sean Cantwell.
Now, we touched on the Tom Hanks AI thing at the top of the show, but we didn't really get into it.
No, and apparently today we've decided we're just going to bash on AI.
It kind of has it coming, really.
I got this from Decider.com, and I love the headline, "Someone is lying through Tom Hanks' teeth." The actor says he has nothing to do with it. Fake AI dental insurance video. Recently seen a video of Tom Hanks encouraging you to go to the dentist. Just know that someone was lying through their teeth and through his. Beware, Hanks warned fans in an Instagram post on October 1st. There's a video out there promoting some dental plan with an AI version of me. I have nothing to do with it. This is not the first time that Hanks has been the victim of an AI-induced hoax. In June, his image was used in a fake racist movie poster promoting an alleged biopic on Martin Luther King Jr.
Couldn't they pick a better guy? Because wasn't he also on the... That he was the one that was in charge of COVID, him and Oprah. Remember in the beginning?
In charge of COVID?
Well, like it was the first celebrity that got COVID.
Well, the first celebrity that got COVID.
Yeah, but they brought him up because they said he was one of the ones that was supposedly on Epstein's Island list.
Yes.
And the QAnon people brought this up and said, well, yeah, of course he has to isolate. In reality, he's just on a tether.
Well, and... Also, not to put fire onto that wood onto that fire, he also, right around the same time, filed to be for dual citizenship in Greece.
Yeah. So, do I think it's ironic or do I think it's a fluke that they're picking him to put him on this poster? They will not let this man lay. Like, this is probably the QAnon kooks that are doing this.
Yep.
It would explain a lot.
I've got a query. I'm just trying to think of who said... outside the understanding of AI and deepfake, there'll be nothing to tell you that it's not me and me alone. And it's going to have some degree of lifelike quality. There's certainly an artistic challenge, but it's also a legal one. Despite these concerns, Hanks has taken part in films using similar technologies, such as when he was de-aged in A Man Called Otto. But, I mean, that's still him, though. I mean,
yeah, that's
the de-aging process,
he's
still in there. In the wake of the ongoing SAG-AFTRA strike and the WGA strike, which ended last Wednesday, both of which fought for AI protections, the use of AI has seemingly never been so prominent in the entertainment industry. We urge you to continue out to the picket lines in strength and big numbers every day. They continued in their update shared on Wednesday, one day longer, one day stronger. So here they got him hawking some sort of dental insurance.
Yeah, I'd be suing that insurance company for everything they're worth. I'd own that insurance company by the time I were done.
Maybe Drew's right. Maybe that's shots fired for, you know, just kind of let you know, yeah, we got you.
Right.
But, I mean, if that's the case, he'd be like, he would lay low. It's like, oh, yeah, it's good dental insurance. Definitely check it out.
I mean, I don't think he's involved in any of those things, but I just, you know, why him and not Kevin Costner? Or why him and not Harrison Ford?
Yeah, who's known for teeth in Hollywood? Who's
Vanna White.
Get Vanna White in there.
That would probably make more sense.
Yeah.
I'm not turning letters, I'm getting drilled. I mean... wait a second, hold on.
Yeah. That's probably where we were going with that, but
by Robbie the robot.
Here's Robert DeLong at Solid State Radio. Linkin Park, your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. That's Drew Duffney. And Adam's brought in something rather interesting.
Yeah, this is a new Coca-Cola. They do it every year. They bring in a special flavor. Mountain Dew kind of has done this too.
They've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, where you kind of have to taste it and see what it tastes like to you. And it opens up a dialogue.
Okay, my first thought is apparently AI thinks we're too fat because these are 7.5-ounce cans.
It's what I wanted cans. I didn't want bottles or anything like that. So I picked. They come in.
They don't come in a 12-ounce can?
I don't think so.
Not anymore, they don't.
They come in 20-ouncers and they come in.
Because regular Coke comes in a 12-ounce can.
Yes, I know they do. drink two of them, man.
this Coke was made by the paperclip robot. He's trying to preserve resources.
Hey, Clippy's really trying to save the cans.
Clippy, I'm kind of thirsty. Can I have two? No. You're a little too pudgy around the middle.
That's right.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Drew.
Do you need help losing weight?
First of all, I'm trying to my eyes are trying to focus on the can itself, and I'm having a rough time. I mean, this looks like something straight out of the 80s, doesn't it, Drew?
It really does.
I mean, Sean was alive during the 80s, but he was like, oh, I want to watch Power Rangers or something like that.
Well, it says Y3000. Now, what is that trying to symbolize?
I don't know.
I mean, is that like a countdown?
Y3K? I don't know.
I mean, I told you it happened after we're gone, Sean. Y3000. So you got plenty of time.
Oh, yeah.
You would think that.
That's 77 Y3000,
that's how many calories are in it. But, maybe it was on the box because it's not listed on the can. Basically, it's supposed to be created with the help of AI.
Okay.
Now, I mean, how does AI help you create something? Well, I Googled it. And
who's got big enough stones to scan the QR?
Oh, there
you do, apparently.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with it.
Oh, I didn't even see the QR code.
I don't need my phone having that information.
QR code on there.
So let's actually get into these because
this is
short on time this afternoon. It smells like Coca-Cola. Tastes like paper clips?
Nope. I'm trying to think what it tastes like. Here. It's very light. Man, I don't know.
I don't know. It's like vaguely fruit flavored. I'm not sure.
A little
what
bit. It almost tastes like. Maybe that's because
it's
I've been drinking
of my taste buds. Really,
I've been drinking that Leelanau Cellars Witch's Brew. And it kind of reminds me a little of that, only very a lighter version of it.
So it's wow. When you do their little scanny-do on here, it takes you into this three-dimensional blurb floating in the sky.
Okay.
So I encourage you folks to try this. Oh, now it's taking you down a colon hole. What is that? Adam sent us a picture of this. This was your scoppy. Zero calorie cola. Oh, it's diet.
It is not diet.
Says zero calorie.
Says 90 on my can.
It's Coke that slightly tastes like Red Pop. It's almost like a little bit of like, you can taste a little bit of fruitiness on the back end of it.
No, you're not going to use cookies on me.
There's no Red Pop in there. It reminds me of another soda pop that's not related to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's good. I talked to the Coke vendor, and I was like, so what's the reviews on it? It's not really good. But, I mean, everybody has been wanting everybody to stop. They've wanted Coca-Cola just to leave things alone as it was. They came out with New Coke in the 80s, which I am convinced that New Coke recipe was a planned disaster. A lot of people disagree with me. That's fine.
Boost sales. So that when they bring the real Coke back, they can sell more.
Well, right around that time, remember with the Pepsi Challenge?
Yeah.
The commercials all come up there. Oh, you chose Pepsi. You chose Pepsi. And everybody's just like, wow, Pepsi's hip. It's cooler than Coke. We like Pepsi. And Coca-Cola's like, oh, okay. Well, tell you what. Why don't we change Coke? We'll have it taste more like Pepsi. And people lost their ever-loving minds.
Yeah.
And then when it... their sales started to dip, and they were like, Coca-Cola has always been the juggernaut when it comes to soft drinks. So they bring in new Coke. They parade Bill Cosby out there talking how great it is. People lose their collective you-know-what.
So
they
zero?
Bring it back, and all of a sudden their sales like tripled for that.
Yeah, I don't understand this because you're right. On the can it says 90 calories, but on this video it clearly says zero calorie cola.
That AI is wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
I'm going to send this to you. That way you can watch this hippie video.
I'm not going to sit there. Yeah, futuristic flavored, co-created with artificial. We just drank microchips. They know where we're at now. Damn it. I knew it.
If I'd have known that, I'd have had you get chocolate chips or Dorito flavored.
Oh, well. What are you going to do?
I mean, we. Couple
I hope
months
I
ago,
turn into a Power Ranger soon. A
couple months ago, we tried the Peeps flavored Pepsi.
Which sounds like the worst thing on earth.
That's what I agree. I thought it was terrible too, but it wasn't bad. It was like vanilla Pepsi. This is light, sparkly. It's not regular Coca-Cola, so no thank you. But I mean,
yeah, it's like
I don't hate it.
It's a berry on the back end.
Yeah, something. I mean, citrus, yeah. Orange, like orange kind
of. It is not orange.
No,
I have had.
So it's more berry than citrus.
I feel like I should be drinking this
raspberry,
out of a
strawberry, somewhere in there.
Champagne glass on a Sunday
like
morning.
Like artificial fruit flavor, artificial berry flavor.
But he
basically
just mentioned champagne. I'm kind of tasting like a rosé.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Is some sort of rose or dragon fruit.
That could be.
That's what it is. Dragon fruit. We figured it out.
There we go. We've solved that, so now you don't have to. It's happy hour. It's Solid State Radio.
That's it. It's over.
Jack Daniels!
Happy hour at Solid State Radio as we get set to get the hell out of Dodge. Oh. Stick around, though. A full hour of local original music comes your way next on a show that Adam likes to call Solid State Sessions. Yeah, that's it.
That's right.
All being well. Talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3. See ya.